I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. This next story is not a happy one, but there is a bright spot. Hundreds of Somalis died last week in the Mediterranean. They were on boats trying to make it to Europe. In response, some young Somalis took action online. Abdinur Mohamed Ahmed is one of them. He lives in the Somali capital, Mogadishu.
And we decided to do something that could be a hashtag where we wanted to raise a public awareness on youth, because most of the people who emigrate to Europe nowadays are using on social media. And they are seeing beautiful pictures from Europe and America, and that will tell them that this is a better place to live, and this is a better life.
I mean, the hashtag is called Don't Buy Death. Why would you say these migrants are actually buying death?
They are buying death because they are paying at least $10,000 to reach to Europe. There is a ring of smugglers who are taking the people from Mogadishu, from Hargeisa, and other parts of the country. They use, you know, different routes to reach to Libya or Egypt, and they are paying a lot of money. That money could be invested in the country and could be established as small businesses. And at the end of the day, some of them are going to die, are washed away by the Mediterranean Sea. So don't buy death. We mean that you have money, you have to spend your money in your own country.
Even if that country is in dire straits, I mean, don't a lot of these people have good reason to be leaving Somalia?
Marco, to be frank, I would prefer to die in my home country than to be washed away by the Mediterranean Sea.
I mean, in a lot of cases, these people are migrating for the benefit, not of themselves, but of their children. So their kids have some kind of an education when they get to Europe. And so their kids don't die in Somalia. I mean, what do you say to those parents?
Most of the people who are immigrating to Europe are youth. Somalia's population is estimated over 70% of the population is youth under the age of 30. So if all the youth decide to leave this country, if we lose, you know, scores of hundreds of talented human resources we had, so how this country will recover, how Somalia will stand on its feet? I really encourage our young people to stay in their country, and they have to take a driving seat. They have to try to contest the next election is in 2016. They have to spend their quality time with their families, and they have to try to reverse the situation on the ground.
Abdinur, you're a journalist, as I said, in Mogadishu. Why do you stay in Somalia? What is your kind of goal in staying?
I have a father of two kids. They were born in Islamabad, Pakistan, when I was a student over there. And then we moved to Somalia in 2013. But my wife rejected. She said to me that we can't live here. And I was saying that our children were born abroad. What about, you know, the future if we stay overseas all the time? So I understood that in order to make a good future for my kids, I have to spend more time trying to find out solutions of our problems rather than complaining. So that is why I am here. That is why I'm working in Somalia. And that is why I escaped for two times when Al-Shabaab attacked for the two different occasions. And I say thanks God, because I believe I have to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And I have to take my journalistic skills and my pen to save my country and make it a better place where my children and my grandchildren are going to stay for their whole life.
Abdinur Mohamed Ahmed is a journalist based in Mogadishu, the Somali capital. He's part of a group in charge of creating the Don't Buy Death hashtag. Abdinur, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.